Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Play Like a Girl podcast, one of the shows for SB Nation's Ohio State site, Land Grant Holy Land. We are two girls talking about sports because our opinion counts too. I'm your host, Meredith Hine, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by my co-host, Jamie Urich.
Hi, Meredith. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you.
So happy to be back.
I feel like I haven't been on the show in like a month, so I apologize if I am a little rusty.
That's okay. We're going to roll with it.
Sounds great. We are also moving the show to our new time airing on Thursdays. So I feel like also this like later in the week recording is going to be a new interesting thing for us.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to just roll with it.
Yeah, we'll see how it's going. Jamie, I have to ask, how are you feeling about your Chicago teams right now?
Well, at this moment in time, it's team singular because my Chicago teams are not playoff bound. And it does not appear that the Cubs will be either because they are truly terrible this year. And the only team worse than them in their division is the Reds, who managed to have a no-hitter that they lost the other day. So, like, we're just going to watch the baseball and maybe it will turn around.
Yeah, best of luck with that. It's always a bummer. So I am a North Sider here, and it's always a bummer when the White Sox fans rub it in your face, which they do repeatedly.
Which, like, the White Sox are at 500. So they're in no position to be talking smack to the Cubs fans. Like, I realize that the Cubs fans are at 412 win percentage right now, but like, you're at 500. You're barely hanging in there. I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Browns fans and Bengals fans like 5 to 10 years ago would be like, well, at least I'm not fourth in the division. I'm only third. Like, no one is actually winning this argument. Everyone is losing in this argument right now.
Yeah, not great. Not great at all.
Well, anyway, excited to have you on the show today. We do have some hot topics, including the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs. So we're just going to get right into it. Jamie, I think something that's fun is that I have watched zero NHL playoff games, and as far as last week, I don't think you'd watched any NBA playoff games. So I think we should just mash it up and pretend like we're talking about one entire playoff scenario.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, I kind of love that we both have our little like pocket that we're sitting in. These are going to be the longest playoffs ever in general. Like, we're seeing a lot of game seven scenarios, at least in hockey, which means we're going to be playing hockey for a long time.
Yeah. Also in basketball, there have been several game sevens in the semifinals of each of the conference tournaments. So gotta love when basketball goes all the way to June and they have to like keep pushing back the NBA draft as a result. I don't think that actually happens, but no, I mean, it helps because as someone who is not a huge baseball fan, I'm like, I love these things that I can hang on to until football season starts. And don't you worry, if you are also like me and worried about what you're going to do when sports finally do end, we will have some hot tips and tricks after this segment. But first, playoffs. So, Jamie, first question. What NBA rules would make the NHL more interesting?
Okay. So this is actually like, it's a loophole that the NBA has since closed, but I love chaos in all of its forms. And I would really love to see a hockey iteration of the sixth man rule that once allowed NBA teams to, you could basically like put six players on the court instead of the usual five. And if you scored before the referee noticed, your points would count. And they have since closed that loophole, but I would love to see hockey implement a seventh man rule, because with all of the like changes that they make to who's on the ice, I think you could probably like get away with it and like tack an extra player on. And I just think it would be chaos. So I would love to see the NHL implement that rule.
That's fascinating. Can I flip that on you?
Ooh. Yeah. I don't have a particular NHL rule. Come back to me on this one, and maybe inspiration will strike in a minute or two.
No, I've got an NHL rule for you that would make the NBA interesting. And it's super related. So, obviously there is no goalie in basketball. However, related to the sixth man thing, how cool would it be if you could like pull someone at the end of an NBA game?
Oh.
And like throw someone else on the court related to the sixth man rule. And I don't know, maybe it's just that they need to open the loophole back up.
I also think that like in general, all sports should have a penalty box. Like, I just, again, I love chaos. There is a certain level of chaos of being like, you're in timeout now, go over there and think about what you did. I do think that that would be a fun NBA rule to like put people in timeout.
I take it back. So my rule change is if you get a technical foul, you go in timeout, including the coaches.
Yes.
You can't talk to anyone for 2 minutes.
Yep. You're in like the timeout corner, timeout chair.
Yeah. All right. So next question. What NBA player would be the biggest asset to an NHL team? Or what actually for you, what NHL player would be the biggest asset to an NBA team?
Okay. I got to go with Big Z. He currently plays for the New York Islanders, and he is the tallest player to ever play in the NHL. He is 6'9". And I just think that with his size and frame, he could be a spectacular power forward for the NBA.
Yes. 6'9" and playing in the NHL?
Correct. Yeah.
That is unreal.
Big guy. He's a big guy.
Well, so. I myself think that Luka probably would be the best or easiest transition over to the NHL. I feel like he's basically a hockey player already.
Yeah. Okay. The other one that I would really like to see is Ron Artest, or Meta World Peace, as he is now known. I just think that, like, again, big fan of chaos. And if Ron Artest took the ice, the like chaos level would skyrocket. We'd be like, people would be getting checked. There would be fights all over the place. It would be incredible. I would love it. So obviously, like, former player, but I would like to see it.
Okay, so going back in the archives, where would someone like Dennis Rodman rank for you?
Oh, God. Which now this just brings up a whole thing of like, could we take the 90s Bulls and pick their other sports? Because like Jordan obviously famously took a leave from basketball to play some baseball. So like, Dennis Rodman, I think Dennis Rodman would like unleash a special level of chaos. And I would be pretty into it.
I just wrote with Brett last week about how I thought Chase Young would make a great hockey player. So
yeah,
I feel like there's got to be a trend. And I feel like I kind of would put Luka maybe in the defensive end category if he played football. So maybe there's something about like these types of players who would translate to hockey. then again, I've never seen them skate, so there's that barrier.
That's true. Yeah, that is like the outlying thing here is like, can these guys skate? Because that's a special skill on its own.
Yeah.
But we're going to assume for the sake of argument that they could skate.
And skate really well, like at an NHL level.
Correct.
Yeah, obviously.
Perfect.
Okay, so last question for you. This is actually a three-part question. So what NHL mascot currently still in the playoffs would win in an arm wrestling tournament?
I think this is still in the playoffs. Oh, wow. Okay, that throws me for a loop.
Well, here, let's do NHL overall.
Overall is Gritty, no questions asked. I don't know if Gritty would play fair. Like, he might throw a cake in your face to distract you, but he would win.
So I'm not going to lie, I didn't know who Gritty was, and I just had to Google him, and he's terrifying, so. Oh,
he is my favorite mascot in all of the sports. Like, the googly eyes and the jiggly belly and the fact that he is, like, always in partial states of undress and that they did this, like, campaign last year that was, like, the fans could submit things that they wanted Gritty to do that were just, like, absurd. So one of them was, like, bathe in a kiddie pool of Wawa soft pretzels, or, like, one of them was hit me in the face with a cake, and, like, it's just become a thing. So Gritty is insane, and I just believe that, one, all mascots should be like Gritty, and two, he would certainly win an arm wrestling match, whether or not he followed the rules.
Okay. Do you have a mascot for the NBA side?
I do. I don't know what his real name is. I think it's Sir Cece, but it's the Cavs mascot. Who my friends and I just simply call Sir Cleveland. And I don't know why I feel that he would win, but he's got, like, really big, beefy arms, and he just looks like he would win in an arm wrestling match. But I think that he would lose to Gritty at the end of the day if we had the NHL and the NBA mascots face off.
That was my next question. So really interesting. And I'm going to be real. So the Cavs not only have – Sir Cece is his official name.
Okay.
They also have Moondog, who is like a very muscular, like, mastiff type of dog.
Ooh.
And like he specifically has biceps.
Hmm. So maybe so like Moondog could also win.
Yeah. Like if this were a team, like you put – like you have – a team of mascots for a single franchise, like the Cavs might have it because you got a couple options.
Yeah, because like, listen, I love Benny the Bull. It's not going to be him. What's the like Charlotte one? They have like that horrifying. Theirs is horrifying if I remember correctly. Like, I don't know. I think that, like, there's a lot of dogs and a lot of bears, but Moondog is more muscular. My one, like, plot twist would be, can Stuff the Magic Dragon use magic?
Ooh.
Because if he has magical powers, then that's, like, a different – then that changes the game.
Well, yeah, but that's, like, saying, like, can the suns just melt everyone?
That's true. That opens up a different can of worms here. You're right.
But, I mean, their mascot is a gorilla, apparently.
Also, like, maybe the Utah Jazz, I think, has the Jazz Bear. And if I'm not mistaken, it's, like, a kind of terrifying bear.
He's alarming. He's not pleasant to look at.
Like, so maybe he could win. But I just, yeah. Or, like, oh, my God, I forgot about the Trailblazers' little, like, horrific cat who looks like the villain in a Disney movie. He would not win in an arm wrestling match, but
no. And we're just gonna acknowledge that neither would the raptor, if it was a biting contest, certainly. But
yeah, like Pierre the Pelican doesn't even have arms. He's got wings. He's out. He's gone. Goodbye.
Ditto with Harry the Hawk.
Yeah.
Hugo the Hornet. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's who I was thinking of. Hugo the Hornet. He's so scary looking.
He is so scary.
And like not in a Gritty scary looking in a fun way. Hugo is not scary looking in a fun way. He's got to go. He's not going to win. Lucky the Leprechaun. Sorry, but you're out. There's absolutely no way that he wins an arm wrestling match.
And like Benny the Bull. Because like if we're thinking of like Notre Dame and their Fighting Irish mascot, like that is definitely a leprechaun that could win an arm wrestling match.
Yeah, but the Celtics, like Lucky the Leprechaun, could not, I don't think.
No, certainly not. I just love that they went with a certainly weaker interpretation of
what a leprechaun absolutely
musculature is.
Absurd. But yeah, I do think Gritty takes it all.
Okay, I like your take. I have to say on this note, I've learned recently that some people find Brutus terrifying.
Like, no one is as terrifying as the Stanford tree.
No one is as terrifying as the Stanford tree, but like, I need you to be honest. Brutus is lovable and cute, right?
Oh yeah, Brutus is the least scary mascot of all time.
Yes.
Lovable. Like, I just want to give him a hug.
I hugged him once. I ran the Big Ten 10K or the Big 10K. I don't know if it's supposed to be like just 110. Anyway, but I finished and he was waiting at the finish line and I ran to him and I said I'd been waiting my whole life to meet him.
Oh, I have a Brutus story that I will remind me to tell you later that is terrifying. But in general, I would say Brutus is very cute and not scary.
Thank you so much for that. All right. Well, that was fun. The obvious downside of having this discussion and having the playoffs in general is that these seasons are rapidly coming to a close. But never fear. As I mentioned earlier, we've got guidance for getting through the upcoming sports malaise coming up. But first, we're going to take a short break. So stay with us.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So as we mentioned before the break, we are entering the summertime, which means no football, no basketball, and no hockey. And if you're not a baseball fan, this is the longest drought we will experience in the sports calendar. So to combat that, Jamie and I are going to provide some helpful advice for getting through the season with a quick game of Would You Rather. So I can kick us off, Jamie.
Yeah, are we going to bounce back and forth?
Yeah. Cool. All right. So would you rather go to a street festival or a baseball game?
If it's a Cubs game, then a baseball game. But any other baseball game, it would be a street festival.
Follow-up question. Do you prefer the rooftops, the bleachers, or the general stands?
The bleachers.
Good choice.
However, if you're going with a group, this is like my pro tip. This is not a personal preference, but if you're going with a group, the rooftops are the best bang for your buck because they include your food and your alcohol.
This is true. And group
so the ticket price is about the same as what you would pay to get into the stadium, but also you get to eat and drink.
The rooftops are, and most of them have good views now.
Do you have a seating preference at Wrigley?
I generally prefer bleachers because I am not super invested in the game and the cup snakes are really fun to make. So yeah.
Agreed.
Bleachers.
Cool. Would you rather stay up late for an NBA or a Stanley Cup playoff game?
Definitely NBA. I stayed up late on Sunday night and was disappointed.
I'm the opposite. Stanley Cup was like the one thing as a kid that I was allowed to stay up for.
Oh.
Because it was like, there's something about the way, both my parents are big hockey fans, but there's something about the way that the players respect the cup itself. It's really cool. So I was allowed to stay up for Stanley Cup playoff games.
Oh. Did you grow up a Blackhawks fan?
I did, yeah. But my dad, for a long time, like before I was born, he's a Blackhawks fan now, but he was a Minnesota Wild fan before, or a Minnesota North Stars fan, I'm sorry, before the Stars moved to Dallas.
Got it. That's always my fun piece of trivia when I watch the Mighty Ducks now, when they go to the North Stars game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was my dad's team because he went to college in Minnesota, and so that was sort of where he became a hockey fan, but got back to Chicago and is from Chicago, so he has since come back to his Chicago hometown team.
Nice. All right, next question. Would you rather play tennis or watch tennis?
Certainly watch tennis. I am the world's worst tennis player. Would you rather play golf or putt-putt?
I would certainly rather golf, especially on a nice day.
Really? So I, tennis and golf, I was banned from in PE class in high school.
Because
I was so bad that, like, we were playing tennis and I accidentally let go of the racket and it hit the teacher in the back of the head. And with golf, I like hit a divot. And also, like, for reference, I am a decently athletic person. So to get banned, like, this is not, I am not like an uncoordinated person, or like when you watch in the movies, people are just like, they can't play sports in PE class. But these two sports are not my friend. And in golf, I hit a divot, like truly the size of a bowling ball, and my golf ball was still on the tee. And we used to tee off on the football field. So the coach was like, you cannot do this anymore because you're tearing up my football field.
Wow. So I'm sorry to use this particular situation given what you just described, but I did just watch The Princess Diaries last night and was laughing my head off when she threw the softball directly at her PE coach's head.
It was like the exact scene that came to mind when I was telling that story to you just now. So you read my mind.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That is truly what happened.
Full disclosure, I've been golfing since I was a little kid. My short game is garbage, but I'm actually like a decent driver, fairway type of person.
Great. One day can try to teach me. Probably won't be a while, it takes years. We can try.
I'm working on my husband now.
Amazing. He and I can learn together.
Great. All right, next question. Would you rather watch the Tour de France or the U.S. Open?
U.S. Open.
Ooh, you know what? I didn't even clarify. Which U.S. Open?
Golf.
Okay. That's a good one.
It just reminds me of my grandpa.
I love that.
Would you rather do outdoor yoga or an outdoor HIIT workout?
Yoga. Especially, like, if it's a sunrise type of situation.
Yeah. It's too hot for HIIT outside. I love a HIIT workout, not outside.
Yeah, but if it's like a summer activity and you're like outdoors and sweating, no.
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
Okay. Would you rather play in a kickball or a softball league?
Softball. For sure.
Despite the Princess Diaries reference.
Yeah. Softball is a sport that I can play. Just golf and tennis. That's the hard line for me.
All right.
Would you rather participate in a road race or a trail race?
Road race. Too much risk of broken ankles and other things.
Yeah, fair.
Would you rather hike or bike?
Hike. I live in LA, so there's a lot of really great hiking trails, and that's definitely more my speed. I don't feel safe biking in this city. If I were in a rural area where there were like long bike trails, like back by my parents, maybe a bike. But I definitely feel safer hiking in Los Angeles.
Oh, for sure. Especially like we have bike lanes everywhere here, but I don't know. Unless I'm on the Lakeshore path, I generally will not bike.
Yeah. We have like the prairie path by my parents' house, which is delightful because there's no cars. You're just kind of on like a little trail, and that's the best.
Yeah.
Would you rather go to the beach or the pool?
This is a toss up. I'm going to go with pool.
Fair.
Avoid the sand in your suit situation.
Yeah. Fair. Very fair.
Okay. Would you rather boat cruise or water ski?
Water ski.
Can you actually – have you water skied? Could you stand up?
For many years, the answer to that question was no, I could not stand up. I have figured it out in recent years. But yeah, like, I mean, we grew up on the lake, so there were like opportunities to water ski. It's hard. It is really hard. But I enjoy it. And once I can get, once I was able to get up, then I was like, oh yeah, this is where it's at.
Yeah. I have not been able to successfully stand it. Like, I like to think I have a strong core, and then this is a very humbling reminder that I do not. So that's fun.
Yeah. It's like combo of core balance and like the position in which your legs are shaped when you're laying down before you're up. I don't know. It's all very weird.
This sounds like as complex as golfing. So
it's probably more complex in some regards, and yet I am a better water skier than golfer.
Oh, well, congrats. Good for you.
We can trade. One day we'll like Freaky Friday and trade skills.
I would like to stand up once water skiing in my life.
So we'll have to figure out. Well, someone who's good at science, invent a way for us to like Freaky Friday our bodies.
Yes, we did just have Friday the 13th last week, so top of mind.
Okay. Would you rather kayak or paddleboard?
So I wrote this one, and I'm so upset because I love both of these things so much. Probably paddleboard, but kayaking is a thing I do on vacation, so I think paddleboarding is what I would do, like, regularly.
Yeah, that's fair. They're both wonderful, though.
Yes, soothing. Just to be out, you know, on the water. Anyway, would you rather do a summer concert, e.g. Picnic at the Pops, or a movie under the stars?
Definitely movie under the stars. I am a movie buff. I love my movies. That's one of my favorite summer activities. This is kind of like beach or pool, but would you rather do a beach vacation or a lake vacation?
Okay, so summertime, it's definitely the lake vacation. That's the move.
Right, I agree.
Like 4th of July at the lake or Memorial Day at the lake?
For me, the lake is superior to the ocean in like all ways. Unless you're a surfer, then I am not a surfer. So that, but like there's no salt water. There are no sharks. There are no jellyfish.
No sharks.
I'm having a much better time at the lake.
Heard. All right, s'more or popsicle?
Oh, s'more. It's got to be a s'more.
Do you do any modifications or are you a classicist?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I will do a little bit of Nutella or a little bit of peanut butter.
Okay.
But most of the time I'm a purist.
A purist, not a classicist. I believe those are people who study ancient literature.
They're the same thing for the sake of this podcast.
Anyway,
would you prefer beer or seltzer?
Beer.
I agree.
Get those White Claws out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Snack time. Watermelon or corn on the cob?
Definitely watermelon.
Yes.
Always watermelon.
It is the superior fruit all the time. Okay. Burger or brat?
Burger. What about you?
Okay, here's where I'm that person. So I'm vegetarian. And late, like Impossible came out with a brat that's pretty decent because I used to prefer brats.
Oh.
But as of late, I've been doing mostly burgers because they're like more accessible to most places that have a veggie option.
Right. That makes sense. Are you more of a backyard barbecue person or dining al fresco person?
Dining al fresco. Patio season. Love it.
Yeah. I do love a barbecue though.
Barbecues, I'm not going to complain. Barbecues are great to like hang out with friends and have the burgers or the brats and the watermelon and the s'mores. All these things that we talked about. Maybe I am barbecue. I don't know.
It's like the hangout vibes of a barbecue that I love. Like it's not necessarily the food, although I do love barbecue food, but it's the hangout vibes.
Heard.
Okay.
Okay. So last question. I think this is a good one to end on. Do you prefer the 4th of July or Labor Day?
4th of July, because Labor Day is like the end of summer and then that's sad.
Oh, but it's the start of college football.
Also, actually, you know what? I'm going to amend that because fall is my favorite season and Labor Day means Halloween is coming up. So actually Labor Day.
I concur. My husband's, he was born on Labor Day. Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Less so for my mother-in-law. But anyway, no, so it's like the start of fall, the start of football. You still have like nice weather. I'm a big Labor Day fan. And fall is also my favorite season. It's the best.
It is the best. Like football, the seasonal, like weather is the best. The seasonal fashion is the best.
The fashion is the best in the fall.
It is the best. Like I want to be in sweaters and boots all the time.
You know, it's May. It's the middle of May right now. And I just put my sweaters away and now I'm just dreaming about getting them back out again and wearing them in crisp fall days. Thanks a lot.
So soon. It'll come sooner than we think.
Yes, and then we'll be missing the summertime. Anyway, hope that gave you all some great ideas for things to do this summer. And wishing you all a happy time after the playoffs do end. That is all we have for today. But before we wrap up the show, Jamie, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, so mine is Amalia Villarreal. She is on the U.S. women's U17 soccer team. And when she was like 6 or 7, her teacher like gave them an assignment to sketch like what their life goal was. And she sketched herself in U.S. women's national team soccer uniforms. And this weekend she got to play for the U.S. U17 national team in like a huge victory over Mexico. They won 2-1. She also had like a 5-goal outburst in like a 13-0 win over Puerto Rico at the end of April. So that tied a USA record for the most goals scored in a single game at any age level. And she said that she was driven by the image that she had of herself as a kid. Like she worked for that 6 or 7 year old version of herself. And that was what motivated her to keep going. And so I just like love this idea of treating our childhood selves with such love and care and passion. And I am really impressed by her performance and just like very excited to see how she continues as her career progresses.
Oh my goodness. I'm getting chills. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great story. What about you? Any shout outs from you?
Yeah, I want to shout out, this is from a few weeks ago, but wanted to give a shout out to Matt Luke. He was an assistant at Georgia, and he actually just walked away from football citing mental health and wanting to be a better dad. So kudos to him for, just as Amalia is respecting her childhood self, kudos to Matt for respecting the person that he wants to be. And, walking away from something that, I'm sure a lot of people dream about, but he recognized it's just not for him and that life isn't for him. So,
yeah, yeah. I love people who prioritize their mental health as athletes. Like there's so much pressure and I just, we saw this with the Olympics with Simone Biles and just like really respect and Naomi Osaka and just like there's been a lot of kind of major athletes or people in the sports world that have taken a stand for their own mental health and their own needs and their own like family lives or balance or whatever that looked like for them. And I love that. And I just think we need more of that reminder that even when sports is a career, like my career is not my whole life. And we shouldn't expect that of our athletes and our coaches and our other sports adjacent employees either.
For sure. And, we're finally getting away from this really archaic attitude that, like, you have to give 110% all the time. Well, guess what? If you give 110% all the time, you are running on empty. And so I love, like you said, this message from athletes that even the greatest athletes in the world can take a step back sometime because it's great signaling to us who are not elite athletes that we can do the same thing. And prioritize our own mental health and care for ourselves.
Exactly.
right, that's all we have for today. As a reminder, you can follow Jamie at Jamie Urich, me at Meredith Hein, and the site at Land Grant 33. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening to Play Like a Girl, and as always, go Bucks.